Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, we're going to jump right into the message that I began yesterday, establishing God's covenant. And we were using as a text a verse found in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, verse 18, which states, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day." And this is the focus that I want us to really grab a hold of in that passage of Scripture, is that the reason God blesses us or gives us power to get wealth is that he can establish his covenant. Whether speaking to Israel under the Old Covenant in Deuteronomy, the covenant that he made with Abraham and carried on through Isaac and Jacob, or the new covenant which Jesus established in his blood, which is for the believers of all ages since that time that Jesus went to the cross and then ascended to heaven. And many of God's people have been blessed with spiritual blessings and talents and with finances, but they hoard these gifts from God, whether it's money and they refuse to turn loose of it for God's glory and to sow into his kingdom, or even with talents. It reminds me of that parable that Jesus spoke of the talents, where there was one talent given to one person, five given to another, ten to another, and the Lord commended the one that had been given ten and five because they doubled what the Lord had given them. He said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." But to the one who had been given just one talent, and he said, "Oh, I know you're a hard and severe man, so I went and buried it." And his rebuke was, "Why didn't you put it in a bank? At least I could have had interest on it." And so everything God has given us, whether it's our time, our health, our finances, everything we have is a gift of God. And God is looking to see what kind of stewards we are over the things God has placed in our lives. For those of you who are regular listeners, some weeks back I spoke on a better covenant. We were looking at the 9 steps that were part of establishing a covenant under the old covenant, in biblical times. And a covenant was a formal, solemn, binding agreement, generally written between two parties for the performance of some action. And so I'm not going to spend time going to give many details, but there was the exchanging of robes, there was an exchange of belts, there was an animal sacrifice, an exchange of blood, an exchange of names, and there was a giving of terms of the covenant. And this is what I want you to recall. There's an exchange of assets and liabilities involved. There's a vow involved, basically saying, "My assets are yours, my properties, money, possessions are yours. If you need anything, just ask." And at the same time, "All my liabilities are yours. If I get into trouble financially, you'll help me out." Now, we entered into a covenant with the Lord. Abraham did, and Jesus established that new covenant in his blood, but it's we who get the benefit. Of course, God has everything. He has no needs, but Everything that heaven possesses is ours through the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1 and 3 said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And likewise, God possesses all of me, my time, my talents, money, abilities." And as New Testament believers, beloved, Jesus owns everything we have. And so, what is this verse saying, going back to Deuteronomy 8 and 18? God wants to demonstrate to the world that we are a people of covenant, in covenant, in relationship with the God of the universe. And we, as never before, need to see the whole world stirred by the power of God. And I believe God is going to stir in these end days the nations of the earth with a mighty outpouring of his power before Jesus comes again. And one of the pressing needs of God's ministries for time immemorial, if you were, will, is finances. Finances, they are able to fulfill the Great Commission and preach the gospel to every creature as Jesus commanded. And those who are willing to use their money for the glory of God, I believe, is one powerful, effective way in which the church is going to evangelize the world. I was just reading today, I'm on a few mailing lists, and let me just say that one of my heart's desires a long time ago, over 10 years ago, it was my heart's desire, and I know this ministry over the years has struggled financially, but after the Lord took Brother Glass home, I really wanted to utilize every sent that came in for God's glory. And so I purposed to tithe to missions. I started with 10%, then up to 15%, and now we've been doing 20% to missions faithfully every month with the income that comes in. We do it to ministries that I know personally, Native American, or through other ministries that I know the validity and the sincerity of their heart. And one of the ministries, and I'm just going to use this as an example of what I was just sharing, we have, as God's people, a burden for the people of Israel. And one of the ministries we have supported is a ministry that supports Israeli messianic believers. And you know, Jesus said it is better to give than to receive. And basically, I'd just like to share this brief testimony because this is an example of why God wants us blessed so we can give. This one ministry, and I don't have to give specifics, it's the principle I want you to see. They support a single working mother who has two children, cares for her own mother as well. And not only is her financial burden relieved, she's also able to pay it forward. Every week, she goes to the home of an elderly woman and helps with simple tasks like cleaning and grocery shopping. And that particular elderly lady is alone in Israel without any family and is so blessed to have this practical help. So each one that they help is able to give out of what they've received. And that verse in Psalm 68, 5 and 6 that says, "A father to the fatherless, a defender of the widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families." And another aspect of their ministry is a food distribution to Holocaust survivors. But this is what I want you to see. Through the demonstration of God's love, relationships are being made, and they're beginning to pray, read the word, and even their grandchildren are commenting on the changes taking place in their lives. They've expressed their desire to join a weekly prayer meeting, praying for surrounding nations, the persecuted church. And so, beloved, we can see that actual changes are wrought in the lives of people who don't know Jesus because of the love and compassion that is expressed through material giving and blessing. Of course, it's done in diligence and with discernment. But you see, that very desire to give without strings, to give, just to express the gracious love of our Heavenly Father. That's what God wants to replicate in this hour. Because Jesus said there's a spirit of God and the spirit of mammon. And the spirit of mammon, they might on the surface appear to give, the world may appear to give, but there's always an ulterior motive. There's always a hidden purpose, which is to bless them, to help them. And only is the true agape love in the hearts of sincere Christians able to express God's love in a manner that will draw people to them, because the world does not give that way. And so, beloved, that's the point why God wants to bless you, so you can be a blessing, so He can establish His covenant with you. Praise God. Beloved, there is such a joy in giving. There's nothing like it, to be able to just give, and one of my favorite ways is to do it anonymously, to see people helped and blessed, and that will tenderize their heart, soften their heart to seek the living God, because we are expressing the very nature of our Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, I just want to encourage you. I'm still just getting into the message, and I have so much more to share. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. And if you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But before I bring this broadcast to a close, I keep forgetting, and I want to remind you, we are making available to the radio listening audience a little booklet that my associate, Reverend Debbie Erickson, got the inspiration for and put it together. It's a little devotional meditation of prophetic words, a few of the prophetic words that I've given over the years, and I know it'll bless you. It's yours as our gift to you, just for the requesting, devotional meditations. And the announcer will give you our contact information. I invite you to write and share your prayer requests, and I do ask for your continuing prayers. Beloved, we are praying for revival. We are praying for God's presence to fall in His churches, or individual believers are going to be set free. That's my prayer for you, my UCM family, my partners, as well as my radio family. I pray every day for you. God has so much for us in this hour. Thank you for joining me. I bring this broadcast to a close. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.